Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Yes! Touchdown! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami! Dolphins fans, how are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, on this Monday, August the 20th, and we got a great show for you today, as later on in the podcast, we're going to talk about the speculation of quarterback Teddy Bridgewater possibly being traded and the Miami Dolphins having some interest. We're going to talk about the Miami Dolphins front seven on defense and how and what they need to do really to help stop the run, and some other things we're going to talk about as well. But before we get to that, we have a bit of a website announcement I'd like to make, and we are very proud today to announce that this podcast is being brought to you by The Athletic, and they are a new sponsor of ours right here at the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. And for those of you who want to sign up for The Athletic, you can now save 40% off if you head to the website, all in lowercase. TheAthletic.com/DolphinsTalk. Again, all in lowercase letters, TheAthletic.com/DolphinsTalk. We have the link up on the main page of our website, DolphinsTalk.com, up at the very top. And it's also on our social media platforms, Twitter, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and all that stuff. So the link's there. And if you really can't find the link, send me an email at DolphinsTalk1977@gmail.com. And I will just personally email you the link if you really can't find it. But we're very proud to have them on board. For those of you who don't know what The Athletic is, let me just give you a brief rundown. They are they're pretty much a future of sports journalism in my eyes, as they, you know, focus in on city to city and team by team. Today, they are debuting their South Florida, Miami part of their website, and specifically the Miami Dolphins, and they have hired two writers who will cover the Miami Dolphins. And if you're longtime listeners of our podcast, you know exactly who they are. They are, you know their names, I should say. They are Chris Perkins, formerly of the Sun Sentinel, and the big O, Orlando Elzagheri from 560 WQAM, who we're going to have on the podcast later this week, actually. They will be the Miami Dolphins reporters. And, you know, when you subscribe to The Athletic, you get more than 650 to 700 news stories each week. And you can pick and choose the teams and the cities you want to follow. So if you're a diehard fan of the Miami Dolphins, which you probably are if you're listening to this show, you can click on Miami, click on the Miami Dolphins, and when you sign onto their website or their app, you will get the Miami Dolphins content front and center. They got no ads at all, no pop-up ads, and there's also no autoplay videos on their website. So when you click on an ad, some video will just start playing, start making noise if you're trying to sneak a peek at work or in church or at the store or something. So there's no volume coming out when you're just trying to read an article. Subscription-based, like I said, sign up right now. You can save 40% off with our link, theathletic.com/DolphinsTalk, all in lowercase. You can save 40% off. So check it out. You're going to get good in-depth coverage here from Chris Perkins and the Big O. And they're going to go really in-depth, and they're going to give you more than just the surface-level stuff. You're going to get the smart, in-depth analysis that sometimes they're not able to bring you, whether on the radio or with their previous employers, because they're going to be able to heavily focus just on the Dolphins and talk about the things they want to talk about and cover the stories deep and in-depth. So everyone check out The Athletic. Just wanted to say we're very happy to have them on board here with us at DolphinsTalk.com is a sponsor, and everyone subscribe. It's not that much money. You can sign up with the 40% off for a year for like $35, or if you want to go month to month, it's only $9.99. So not that much money. Give it a shot and subscribe to The Athletic. With that out of the way, let's talk about some Miami Dolphins news. First and foremost, let's talk about the Bridgewater speculation. This morning, Adam Schefter was on ESPN morning show Golic and Wingo, and the topic of Teddy Bridgewater came up because the Jets really don't need him anymore. They got Sam Darnold, the rookie. They got Josh McCown. They really don't need to pay a third quarterback, and sort of Bridgewater is sort of the odd man out. He's on a 1-year deal. He's only making $6 million. They signed him for insurance in case the rookie they took wasn't, you know, ready to go, or in case something happened to McCown because he's not that young. They signed Bridgewater 1 year, $6 million for insurance, and they don't need him. So now they're looking to get something in return for him, and it was a smart move. Look, we all hate the Jets. Give them credit. It was a smart move by the New York Jets, because now they're going to be able to move him, and they're probably going to get a third or second round draft pick possibly, and maybe even a first if one team is desperate enough. But I don't think there's a team out there that desperate, but you know, they're probably going to get a second or third, or you know, at worst they'll get a conditional fourth that could slide up to a second or third. So give the Jets credit in that signing. $6 million is not a lot of money these days. And And what Adam Schefter said this morning is not that Miami is looking to trade for him. He said the Miami Dolphins would be a great fit for Teddy Bridgewater. And they would be a great fit for him because, A, he's from Miami, Florida. B, in college, he played with Devontae Parker. And maybe if he's in Miami, even if he's on the bench, maybe he can somewhat motivate Parker and get him to come out and sort of be the wide receiver we all want Parker to be. So it makes a lot of sense for Bridgewater and the Dolphins, because it's a good fit. Because let's be honest, as we say, and as we've been saying on this podcast, Fales, Osweiler, and Bryce Petty are not good. None of those guys are legitimate number two quarterbacks in this league, and the Miami Dolphins needed to do more. When it comes to possibly, maybe, trading for Teddy Bridgewater, my answer is this, and I'm going to pause, make it crystal clear. Too little, too late, we blew it. The Miami Dolphins should not trade for Teddy Bridgewater. The time to acquire Teddy Bridgewater was in March when he was a free agent, because then Miami would have insurance at the quarterback spot. But this front office, including Mike Tannenbaum, Chris Greer, and head coach Adam Gase, you know, are so hard-headed and so damn stubborn. They felt Ryan Tannehill coming off an injury is good enough. We don't need to spend any other money on a backup quarterback. And it was a big mistake, because God forbid something happens to Ryan Tannehill. You know, in my book, all three of those guys, Gase, Tannenbaum, and Greer, should be fired and out of a job. Now, hopefully nothing happens to Ryan Tannehill. And hopefully Miami doesn't have to play a number two quarterback in any significant games this year. Let's just make that clear. And if they were to trade, possibly maybe trade for Teddy Bridgewater, it wouldn't be for him to compete with Ryan Tannehill. Not at all. Strictly as a number two quarterback. Let me make that also clear. But the bottom line is, if the Dolphins gave up a draft pick in 2019 for Teddy Bridgewater, who's on a 1-year deal, and if Tannehill is healthy, will probably never play this year, they're idiots. They're beyond idiots, especially when you could have signed him for nothing in March. You could have signed him in March just for money and held on to all your draft picks. But because you screwed the pooch and now you're stuck without a legitimate number two quarterback, you're going to give up a pick in the 2019 draft for Teddy Bridgewater? I don't care if the pick's in round 5. I don't care if the pick's in round 4. I don't care if the pick's in round 3. God forbid it be in round 1 or 2. There's no way you would part with any of those picks for a guy you could have had for nothing. So, in my book, this is a lot of talk, and, you know, it would be such a Miami Dolphins thing to do, to give up a draft pick for a guy they could have just signed in March. They would give up a draft pick now to get him. And first off, I don't think the Jets will trade him to Miami, especially when they have some other options. And per reports, Tampa Bay is, very much interested in him, and they should be, because Winston's a nut. He's a head case. You can't trust him week to week. You don't know. He's on the verge of always being suspended. He's one of those guys. So Tampa Bay will probably be the best fit. Philadelphia is also showing some interest, as they should. Wentz's knee, they don't know if he's going to be ready by week one or the first part of the year. And yes, their backup did win a Super Bowl last year. But look, other teams value the quarterback spot a lot more than the Miami Dolphins. That is crystal clear. Okay, that's crystal clear. The Miami Dolphins clearly don't value the quarterback position. And that's not a knock on Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill's fine. Ryan Tannehill, the first two preseason games, looks totally healthy. He looks sharp. He looks like he's in command. Nobody's knocking Ryan Tannehill. So don't take it that way. The fact that after what we all went through last year with this team at the quarterback spot with Matt Moore and Jay Cutler and that mess, that they went into this year with no viable plan at number two quarterback, just it shows a lack of foresight. And when you look at the Miami Dolphins and why they've been a bad franchise, you know, since the early 2000s for some 15 years or so, minus 1 year here or 1 year there, why they've been bad for so many years, it's because the front office, no matter who it's been, just doesn't have foresight. They're playing checkers when most of the teams in the league are playing chess. And that's just, I know it's tough to say, tough to hear, because we're all fans of this team, but that's just the reality of it. In this quarterback spot, they are rolling the dice big time. Because, like I said, hopefully Tannehill's healthy. Hopefully nothing's wrong with him. Hopefully he can play 16 games and he's fine. But if not, they're screwed. And if they have to play either Fales or Osweiler or whoever for whether it's one or two games or whether it's, you know, 8 or 9 games, they're done. They're in a lot of trouble. And I would not, and I would run all three of them out of town in Tannenbaum, Greer, and Gase. But look, this front office made their bed. Now they got to lie in it. The one thing they should not be able to do is part with a draft pick in 2019 for Teddy Bridgewater, who's only on a 1 year deal. Because they could have signed him back in March. And I know the people who were against signing him were like, well, he's got a bad knee too. You want to have two people with a bad knee at your quarterback spot? Well, yeah. I mean, I'd rather have Teddy Bridgewater coming off a bad knee than have Brock Osweiler or David Fales or Bryce Petty. So we'll see how that plays out. Again, I don't think the Jets would even trade him to Miami. And if they were to entertain it, look, if Miami could get him for like a 6th round pick or something, fine, whatever. It wouldn't be the end of the world. But the Jets are going to want a lot, a real lot. And they're probably going to get great offers from teams like Tampa Bay and such of, you know, probably no worse than a 4th and maybe as high as a 2nd. So I don't see the Miami Dolphins parting with any pick like that for Teddy Bridgewater. Especially since, let's say, this is just saying, let's say the 2018 season for the Dolphins, let's say all the national reporters are right, that ESPN is right, we're the worst team in the league, and all these national reporters who say Miami stinks, they're not going to win more than 5 or 6 games, they might be the worst. Let's say they're right, and in 2018, the Miami Dolphins with Ryan Tannehill go 3-13. I don't think it's going to happen. Let's just play along for a second and assume they're right. And Miami has a brutal year. Goes 3-13. A few things would happen out of that. Number one, you're going to have a new head coach. Number two, Ryan Tannehill is going to be run out of town. And number three, in the offseason, not only would they take a quarterback in round one of the draft, they'd probably look to sign a veteran too. That veteran probably would be Teddy Bridgewater. So why trade for a guy who, once again, they could have him in March for nothing, and you could have him next March for nothing, but you're going to trade for him now in August and give up a good pick, whether it's round 2, 3, 4, who knows? You'd be idiots. We'd be the laughing stock of the league to part with anything for a guy we could have just signed, you know, 5 months ago and just paid him, just paid the guy. So if they actually give up a pick for him, they're idiots, and I will be screaming from the top of my lungs every day in this podcast that everyone needs to be fired, because you cannot trade for a guy you could have just signed in March for. You don't think he would have loved to sign for the Miami Dolphins for $6 million? No state income tax. He's from Miami, and his friend's one of the star wide receivers on his team. He would have ran to Miami to sign with the Dolphins, but nope, we don't want to do that. Now we might possibly, maybe, consider trading for him. Idiots. They'd be idiots if they did it, and I hope the front office, you know, is smart enough not even to entertain this. And look, you can't comment publicly on every rumor or bit of speculation that's out there. This one time, it wouldn't bother me in the least if Chris Greer, Tannenbaum, or head coach Adam Gase, you know, when they met with the media next time, say, you know what, we're not trading for Bridgewater, and just squash the whole goddamn thing. Because honestly, The more this is out there, the more it makes the Miami Dolphins look foolish. Let's talk about the front seven on run defense, because that seems to be the big one of the big takeaways, as well as the pre-snap penalties, which I talked about a lot on the post-game wrap-up show, so I'm not going to talk about that a lot here. But the run defense against the Carolina Panthers was not good. And of all people, Ndamukong Suh, who, let's be honest, is a miserable man. Every time you see him with the Lions, he always looks miserable. He was here with the Dolphins, you know, very quiet. When he spoke to the media, you know, he's a very smart man, don't get me wrong. He's very intelligent, and he's very quiet, wasn't very vocal. Well, when McCaffrey broke off his 71-yard touchdown run in a preseason game, Sue then goes to Instagram and finds and puts up a comment of the clip and goes, right up the gut, LOL. Right up the gut, LOL. Sort of mocking the Dolphins for letting him go because they gave up this long run to McCaffrey, and if he was there, we know that would never happen. Now, for, once again, just like Jarvis Landry, Ndamukong Suh has maybe taken one too many shots to the head. Ndamukong Suh must forget that last year when he played the Panthers in a real game, not a preseason game, in a real game, that the Miami Dolphins run defense with him on the field gave up over 200 yards rushing. They gave up 110 yards to Jonathan Stewart, who's like 55 years old, and they gave up 95 yards to the quarterback, Cam. They gave up 95 rushing yards to Cam Newton, the quarterback. And Ndamukong Suh is going to laugh at this, a preseason game. Get the heck out of here. Ndamukong Suh is a clown. How, I mean, for him to have the nerve to put up that, when the Miami Dolphins paid him as much as they paid him, to put up that right up the gut, LOL. You know, what a fool. Shows his immaturity, shows his lack of class. You know, I always liked Suh, and I still do like him as a player. He's a great player. But, man, you know, what a clown. What an absolute clown to put that up. Just shows a lack of class and lack of character. If you're mad the Miami Dolphins let you go, you know, get over it. They broke the bank and paid you like a quarterback the time you were in Miami. So, to be upset, you know, it just shows a just an utter idiot. And, once again, Sue's got a short memory. Because the Miami Dolphins were not good last year against the run. And against the same Panthers team, let Jonathan Stewart, again, Jonathan Stewart, he might be older than Frank Gore for all I know, ran for 110 yards. And Cam Newton, the quarterback, ran for 95. 200 yards between two players, one of which is a quarterback. And you're laughing at a preseason game result? Get the heck out of here from the Dominican. So you're a joke. Really, have fun with the Rams because you are a joke. But it does lead to a bigger issue in that the Miami Dolphins are going to have trouble stopping the run this year. Now, look, they had trouble last year with Suh, so nothing's really changed there in that respect. But the two things that really stand out is, what is Miami going to do to improve this? And the two things that are sort of in-house fixes. Number one, Raekwon McMillan. You know, I don't want to rip a kid who's only essentially played in two preseason games ever. He, to me, he's still a rookie. Last year was a wash. He can say he learned so much sitting on the sidelines. That's all hogwash in my book. He didn't learn, you know, he might have learned some stuff, but he wasn't out on the field playing. Raekwon must live up to the hype. He was a second-round pick, and he must live up to the hype. Now, when he was picked, you got to remember, in the 2017 draft, you know, the experts like Mike Mayock, Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, they ripped the Dolphins for that pick. They said he's not fast enough. He's only a two-down player. He doesn't fit today's NFL. And, well, there's still, I mean, look, once again, he's only playing two preseason games. What we saw last Friday against the Panthers, they were right. Because he looked slow, he was out of place, and he looked like a guy who is not a three-down linebacker in this league. Now, once again, preseason game, take it with a grain of salt. Not going to hit the panic button, but Raekwon must live up to the hype that we've heard about now for over a year. How he, you know, is this smart player. He's always in the right place. He's a leader on defense. And I believe it. He seems like a good kid, a very good kid who works hard. But he must live up to the hype, because if not, this Miami Dolphins linebacker group is just a hot mess. Because really, Kiko Alonso is very, he had a rough year last year in the passing game. He couldn't cover anybody. But for the most part, he's a solid linebacker. He's not a superstar linebacker. He's not a Pro Bowl linebacker. He's a solid linebacker. But he needs help. clearly he needs help and players around him. We need Raekwon to be good. Jerome Baker, he's a rookie third rounder. You can't expect the world there. Chase Allen, marginal player in this league. Stephon Anthony, he was sort of handed away by the Saints for a reason, and we've seen that reason now in Miami. So that's number one. Number two, defensive tackle. I like the rotation. I like the four guys in the rotation. If they had one more guy, one more quality guy, and maybe that guy is Kendall Langford, because it was reported today by Joe Shad. William Hayes actually recommended Kendall Langford to Adam Gase and the Miami Dolphins front office. He sort of put it in their ear, hey, this guy Langford's a solid player, solid guy. He was here before. You weren't here when he was here before, but you should look into signing him. The Miami Dolphins did sign him, and then they said it was reported that the conditioning test that Langford took when he signed, he absolutely crushed it. He did an amazing job with his conditioning test. So Langford, he might be that fifth guy in the rotation. I didn't think much of that signing when he made it. I thought it would just be another warm body for camp. But it looks like Langford here, he came in shape and he's looking good, and he's got a chance here to win a roster spot. But with that said, Jordan Phillips must play like a second round pick. Unlike Raekwon, who essentially this is his rookie year, you can cut him a little slack. And Jordan Phillips is going in year number four, not hurt, not injured. He needs to play like a second round pick. And I know I rip on him a lot on this podcast. A lot of fans of the Miami Dolphins do. But enough's enough. The Miami Dolphins need him to step up and play like the guy they selected in that draft. And he needs to take his game to a next level. If not, I think teams, it's going to start week one against when they play the Tennessee Titans with Henry and Lewis. They are just going to line up and run against the Dolphins play after play after play. Because the Miami Dolphins front seven, I think, is going to be very good as pass rushers. I don't know how they stop the run. With the guys they got on hand, unless we see more from Phillips and unless Raekwon, we can't wait around 6-8 games for him to sort of pick up the NFL game. We need him, quickly to adapt and adjust to be a very good NFL middle linebacker. Those two guys are going to be key. And the Miami Dolphins, like I said, they got $11 million roughly to spend on their salary cap. They might need to look for a body at linebacker or at defensive tackle, or maybe both, honestly, and bring in some help there. Because if they go into the year with the run defense being an issue, it's going to be a long year, folks. It just is, especially now with the question of the number two cornerback spot. I don't know how this team's going to stop any good offense. I think the Miami Dolphins offense right now, I'm not worried. I know they haven't scored a touchdown, at least the first string. Hasn't scored a touchdown through two preseason games. Not worried in the least. I don't care if they score a touchdown at all in the preseason. The games don't count for a reason. I'm not worried about that. But I am worried about the defense a lot. Because Tankersley's not looking good. Lippitt, I don't know where he is health-wise. It doesn't sound promising. And linebackers look like as big a hot mess as they were last year. It really does. And Sue, as much as he's a clown for putting up what he did on Instagram, he was a good player. You can't replace him. But they need help on that side of the ball, or they need to get their you-know-what together. So I want to talk about that because I'm not sure if Miami's going to make a move here at linebacker or make a move at defensive tackle. That's a move they should make, not for Teddy Bridgewater. If they want to make a trade, they want to trade for a linebacker, they want to trade for a defensive tackle, they want to go out and sign Jonathan Hankins, who's still a free agent out there, I'm all fine with that. I'm on board with that. Kudos if they made a move like that to help solidify the run defense. What I'm not on board with would be parting with a pick for Teddy Bridgewater when you could have signed him in March and gave up nothing. So just wanted to touch on those two topics today. And I think that'll be all for today's show. Rest of the week, we're going to have a lot of guests. I don't want to say who because I don't want to jinx it. But we will have on the big O, Orlando Elzagary, later in the week. He's the only one I want to say for sure. But we got on some other guys who will be on this week, some national reporters, some local reporters who you all know and we've had on the show before. So I think that's all for today's show. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dolphins Talk, at Dolphins Talk, and to visit the website, dolphinstalk.com. And once again, our new sponsor of the podcast, The Athletic, sign up today at our website or on our Twitter, or just head to the website, all in lowercase, theathletic.com/Dolphins Talk, and you can save 40% with a subscription to The Athletic. I promise you, you will want to have a subscription to The Athletic, not just for the Dolphin stuff. That's will be the best stuff. But even if you're a fan of like the Red Sox or the Yankees, or let's say a fan of the Heat or a fan of the Warriors, they got stuff for every sport for every team. And you will get the best content from those reporters who cover those teams in those markets. And that's what you want. It's a diehard and a must for all sports fans in this day and age. So everyone sign up for The Athletic and use our link at dolphinstalk.com to save 40%. So that's all for today's show. Everyone have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.